Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Good afternoon.
And we have with us today also Sam Forbes. Sam's a nutritional consultant. He also manages our downtown store.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon.
All righty. Those of you who are Don Goldberg fans, he's away on his annual motorcycle jaunt with seven or eight other senior citizen motorcyclists.
Those are easy riders.
Those are easy riders, that's it. And we have a special guest. We've invited back Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Ann Louise.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be there with all of you men in the Big Apple.
That's right. One day you have to come to the Big Apple, and we have to have you right here in the studio with us.
You know something? That would be lovely. We're planning a trip in October, so let's do it then if we can.
That's an excellent idea. Anyway, we've invited Ann Louise back because, you know, it's summertime, and she recently wrote an article about probiotics for Total Health magazine and how probiotics, you know, can impact your health, especially during the summer when you're not home a lot.
Mm.
And what did you – tell us what you said in that article.
Well, you know, what I said is something that I think we're all aware of as healthcare professionals, and that is that intestinal problems are very, very common and seem to be the second highest reason for hospital admissions. Many of us become sick and don't even realize that it may be a foodborne illness that we somehow, you know, developed. So I believe that when it comes to summertime eating, when a lot of us go out, we're a little bit more carefree, that there's certain tips that are really very vital, whether you're eating at home or abroad. And so I've developed a list of tips of travel advice, so to speak, that I think would do us all well, just to kind of give us a little reminder that we still have to be careful about the nature of our food because we still see so many problems with E. coli and salmonella, and we certainly don't want to be, you know, part of those people that are suffering from gut grief, as I like to say.
No, that's definitely not a good thing, especially when you're away from home.
Exactly.
You want to enjoy yourself fully.
Yeah. And what are some of the basic simple things that we can do as a start?
You know, I think some of the simple things that would be very helpful are to go out and eat foods that feature ethnic cuisines. Many restaurants that are Italian or Moroccan, Turkish, Lebanese, Indian, Greek, they all use lots of pathogen-fighting herbs, and I know you are all familiar with them, but they would include oregano, cayenne, and garlic, and we've recently found out that cayenne particularly has the ability to kind of stop stop the H. pylori progression that gives so many people acid indigestion. And so using these kinds of cuisines, and certainly whether you're not, you know, you don't enjoy some of these foods per se, but certainly dousing your foods with a lot of cayenne, garlic, oregano, and even turmeric, I think would be a very good beginning in using these foods as and supplements and seasonings for their natural antibiotic qualities. And that's really what we want. We want natural antibiotics as much as we can.
Okay. You also talk about a salad bar.
Yeah, and you know something, everybody says you're a nutritionist, why are you writing this way? Well, it's because I really believe it. I tell everybody that you shouldn't really go to the salad bar. Why? They say why. You know, it's all fresh, it's got all the enzymes. Well, as far as I'm concerned, sometimes these are just buffets for bacteria. And very oftentimes you don't know who has been, you know, over that salad bar, whether they've been sneezing, coughing, slurping, God only knows. But to me, if you just sit and watch people, you will see that it may not be the most hygienic way to enjoy your vegetables. So for that reason, I'm a big believer that veggies are very important, but I'd like to have them steamed if possible, maybe lightly steamed. And certainly when you are in an overseas facility, please be very careful with both raw vegetables and fruits. They're really risky, and that includes peeled fruit except for bananas.
White bread is very safe, right?
You know, you know what the funny thing is? It probably is with regard to these foodborne illnesses, and it's the foods that are the most healthiest that can carry some of these pathogens.
Right, because white bread can't support bacterial life because it doesn't have enough nutrients in it.
It has nothing but some tomatoes, maybe some spinach. You know, that's where all the problems came from. You're absolutely right. So we're really in a bit of a conundrum, but I think there's a middle of the road, and we simply have to observe the concept that if food is cooked or lightly steamed, it certainly reduces the risk of picking up one of these nasty bacterium. And I'll tell you something, when you get sick with these, this is really no fun. It's no picnic. And oftentimes, it can impact the immune system for weeks and months to come.
Mm-hmm. It's always a good idea also to receive food from a restaurant on your table that is piping hot.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Yeah. Piping hot.
And when you're eating your food, and it's something I think that Arnie and I had discussed previously, because he is as anal compulsive as I am these days, you know that I actually do an inspection of the forks, because believe it or not, you see a lot of cooked on food in those forks that are just repositories for bacteria. So I carry a little alcohol wipe with me, and very surreptitiously, very gracefully, I'll stick the fork under the table, take out the alcohol wipe, and I'll wipe off the fork. Because very oftentimes, I mean, start taking a look at some of the cutlery. I mean, there's food that hasn't gotten in between those little prongs.
Yeah, no, it's always a good idea. And I know it's also a good idea to just keep those wipes or a bottle of the Purell-type sanitizer and wash your hands before you eat them.
You know what? I've found that there are some essential oils that are now on the market that I also use because I believe that they're not going to make these bacteria resistant in any way. But, yeah, you've got to use some kind of hand sanitizer, I think, before every meal. And just wash your hands a lot. We have to get used to washing our hands more than we do. You know, when you're out, when you're petting the dog, when you're changing the diapers, whatever you're doing, please remember to wipe your hands, to clean your hands. They generally say to wash your hands to the tune of happy birthday. I think it's 20 or 40 seconds. It's something I write in the Gut Flush Plan. But you really want to get a lot of soap in there. And it doesn't much matter what kind of soap, as long as you use a good, you know, good soap and water. But what you do want to do is get under your fingernails, because that can be a hiding place for some of the germs.
Oh, yeah. And I also want to tell you that Dr. Gittleman wrote a couple of books. One book is called The Gut Flush Plan, and the other one is called The Fat Flush Plan. And we sell both of them at Wilner Chemist, and they're both very good, especially if you have any, if you're prone to these intestinal type issues. Now, one of your other jobs, Dr. Gittleman, is you are a consultant to Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus Essential Formulas Company.
That is absolutely correct, and that's part of the protocol when you go out to eat. You know, interestingly enough, what we've discovered is that this particular product doesn't only serve as a probiotic, but it also can help digestion. So that if you're eating something and you get a lot of heartburn and a lot of gas, if you just chew two of these little capsules, it'll get right into your stomach very quickly. You know, the good bacteria, the four very healthy acids, and people find that it really reduces GERD to a great degree. It will help quell your tummy aches, and that it acts as a digestive aid to boot. So this really is double duty. Not only will it live happily ever after in your intestinal tract, but it's very good in terms of being a very beneficial digestive aid. So truly, when we travel, one cannot leave home without these wonderful friendly bacteria. The good thing about this particular company is that Dr. O'Hara's doesn't have to be refrigerated.
Right.
You know, and that's a real plus, you know, when the weather reaches 100 degrees as it did yesterday here in Idaho. So we're really pleased that no refrigeration is needed because fermentation was achieved at a very high degree in Japan where the product is from. And we also know that bacteria then survive with the concept of the survival of the fittest. So you have very, very tenacious bacteria that can then take root in your system and they can multiply. And you just need a little bit to keep you going. The good news about the product is once you got your loading dose going, it's one in the morning, one at night.
Yeah.
So I'm really pleased that we can say that in these times of economic concerns.
Absolutely. And the you know, I've tried that probiotic 12 plus. It comes in a little a gelatin capsule. And you just bite it, and it has a very almost a fruity type taste. So it's not at all unpleasant, and it does the job. So
some people think it's like chocolate jelly beans. Now, for one that has never had a jelly bean, I couldn't attest to that. They're going with the chocolate jelly bean concept here.
Oh, okay.
Neither have I. Yeah. I haven't had chocolate grasshoppers either.
All right, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call with any of your questions about this interesting talk about intestines and health and probiotics. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Anne Louise Gittleman. We shall return after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand black currants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formulas, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and I want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here's some examples of what's on sale now. Doctor's Best, the full line, 40% off list. Source Naturals, Natrol, the full line's at 35% off. New Chapter, Country Life, Natural Factors, Da Vinci Labs, NTI, the full line's 30% off. And there's much more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, just call 1-800-633-1106, and you can choose option number 3. Let me give you that number again, is 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Arnie just told you, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. Well, even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll continue with our discussion in just a moment.
Did you know that almost a quarter of today's prescription drugs are based on chemicals found in plants? And studies have shown that herbal remedies can be particularly effective in keeping people well. That's why Sprunk Janssen products work alongside modern medicine. Their formulas are based on traditional Greek-Arabic medicine, the original basis for European herbalism and modern pharmaceuticals. So if you want to find a safe and effective way to keep your heart healthy, spice up your love life, relieve red, dry, and itchy skin, or address other health challenges you may be having, stop by your nearest natural food store and look for the beautiful butterfly boxes that are exclusively Sprunk Janssen, a company whose concentrated synergistic formulas combine modern science with herbal wisdom. Find out more about healthy lifestyle and skincare at Sprunk Janssen's website, sprunk-janssen.com.
Tryptophan is an essential amino acid readily converted by the body to the neurotransmitter serotonin. Able to cross the blood-brain barrier, L-tryptophan is altered by enzymes to first form the intermediate amino acid 5-HTP and then serotonin. It is also the metabolic precursor to melatonin and to the B vitamin niacin. Supplementing the diet with pure L-tryptophan can improve sleep and enhance mood, and may also be beneficial in reducing carbohydrate cravings. It is important to use a pure, high-quality tryptophan in your supplements, and that is what you get from Doctors Best. They use Ajinomoto TryptoPure L-tryptophan. And here is some great news. Doctors Best L-tryptophan 500 milligram, 90 veggie caps, is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one-half price. That's right. Doctors Best tryptophan veggie cap, now on sale at Wilner Chemist, one-half price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman. And, you know, this program is broadcast in the New York metropolitan area on News Talk Radio 710 WOR, and it's also broadcast down in Atlanta, Georgia on WGKA in the greater Atlanta area. So you folks in Atlanta, give us a call also. The number, the 800 number, 1-800-321-0710 works from down in Atlanta. Okay, Ann Louise, we have a bunch of people wanting to talk to you, so let's start.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, let's start with Ann from Scarsdale, New York.
Hi, Dr. Gittleman. You had recommended using essential oils for sanitizing. Mm-hmm. And which essential oils or products were you speaking of?
Lavender.
Oh, lavender?
Lavender is very, very antiseptic. You know, normally we think about it as being a mood relaxer and something that's very calming, but it's actually lavender.
Okay, so we would just take the lavender essential oil and put it on our hands?
You've got to use a carrier oil. So what I would do is maybe 3 or 5 drops of a little bottle up, and then put it either in almond oil or jojoba oil, something that's very neutral, and then just put a few little drops on your hand.
And what proportions of the...
I'm trying to think, because I actually bought something that was already pre-mixed, but I would suggest that maybe a teaspoon of oil, you'd put two drops of the essential oil.
And is there a product which is already mixed like that? I haven't seen it.
There is a product, and I got it as a gift, and I can't remember. I cannot. Somebody gave it to me for a trip, and believe me, it came in so handy, because when you're on a plane and there's a line to the bathroom, you cannot wash your hands. And so it was tremendously helpful.
The other thing that I do use that I think we need to mention is that we've got the essential oil. Again, that would be two drops. I would do lavender. It seems to be the one that covers the most bases and is antiseptic and maybe will kind of nuke and neutralize the bacteria. And at home, in terms of the use of a soap, I'm going to recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap that's very helpful in terms of killing bacteria as well. But that's when you're at home and taking a bath or a shower.
Okay, because thank you very much. Because I had been looking for alternatives to the other sanitizers everywhere, health food stores, Whole Foods, this, that, and the other.
You can't find
catalogs, and I hadn't been able to find anything.
Make it yourself, and it's very easy, and it's lovely, and it works. And people will say, "Wow, you smell good."
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call, Ann. All right. Next, we have Harold calling from Central Islip, Long Island. Hi, Harold.
How are you?
Good.
Dr. Gittleman, I've been a raw vegetarian for a year or so, and in the past few months, I have a loss of appetite and bloating all the time, whether I eat or drink anything. Mm-hmm. Would these symptoms would be some type of diagnosis for this? Or
you mean for the need for a probiotic?
Well, I have.
Is that what you're saying? Did these symptoms that you have, the bloating, the loss of appetite, are you nauseous?
No, not nauseous. I'm not constipated.
Well, that's good. But this could either be too much yeast. I mean, this is just me off the top of my head looking at symptoms. It could either be too much yeast, or it could be some sort of bacterial something that got into your system. I'll tell you what I would do. I would get to Wellner's and get some of the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. If it's bacterial and if it's yeast connected, this should really mitigate it, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks. I would try that on for size as the first first therapy of treatment.
What about ultrasound? Would that detect anything, or...?
An ultrasound wouldn't detect this per se. A stool sample probably would. But bloating, and when does the bloating come? Does it come when you're eating or after you're eating? Like 2 hours after you're eating or right during eating?
Before I eat or drink anything.
You're always bloated.
Always bloated, even in the morning, at night.
I'll tell you what. Let's get an opinion from our doctor here, Dr. Podell.
All right, we don't really know what's happened other than that something has changed. So you have a new symptom, and this has to be considered a medical issue for the moment. And it may be due to nothing at all, or there may be something else going on. That is, you could be getting an ulcer. We really don't know. The kind of simple things that I would do first would be, one, stop all supplements for a week. Two, if that doesn't go do anything, sit down with the doctor and try and reconstruct what's happened. Have you changed your diet in any way? Are you under unusual stress? Is there, anything else going on in any other organ system of your body? Now, it may well be that acidophilus and such would be beneficial. But at this point, we really don't know what is going on with you at all, because you were well, and now suddenly something's changed. We don't know what.
Theoretically, you might even need a digestive enzyme. You're eating a lot of vegetables, and sometimes those can be a little difficult to digest. So that's another issue that might be popping up. So it's very, very difficult to know. So, Dr. Podell, we listen to you.
Thank you.
Okay. It's time for another short break. We will be back after these very, very important messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And here's some good news. PGX is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go for a quick check on the traffic.
Well, good afternoon. Taking a look now at the Hudson River crossings. Inbound George Washington Bridge, upper levels at 30 minutes. Lower deck is at 15 minutes. Outbound, no reported problems. 20 minutes inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel. At the Holland Tunnel, that's 20 minutes coming in from all the approaches. A 25-minute exiting delay. New York State Thruway southbound at exit 14A. Now, an accident now being cleared. Still heavy traffic north between exit A and the Tappan Zee Bridge. A slow ride on the Cross Bronx Expressway westbound between the Bruckner Interchange and the George Washington Bridge. Eastbound, some delays as you're exiting for the Major Deegan, Garden State Parkway south between exits 149 and 147. That's going to be a slow ride. Northbound, you're doing okay. On the Garden State Parkway south between 136 and the Raritan Tolls, very heavy traffic, then slow down to exit 120. This report is brought to you by Hammermill Copy Plus Paper. Hammermill Copy Plus Paper is guaranteed 99.99% to be jam-free. Buy one case, get one free at Staples after easy rebate, ends July 25th. Hammermill, no worries. I'm Ion Levinson on WOR.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dr. Anne-Louise Gittleman. And we're talking about probiotics and gut health, and taking your calls here on the Wilner Window. And the phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And next we have Christina calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I had an endoscopy done almost a year ago, and I have a duodenal ulcer. I was given Prilosec, which didn't really help that much, and the ulcer came back again, and the doctor gave me the Prevpac. I took that about, I finished it about a month ago now, but I'm still not feeling that much better, and I was wondering if you have any suggestions.
Okay, we have a duodenal ulcer.
Yeah, first thing is, did they find Helicobacter or did they not?
At the beginning, they said they did not.
Mm. But they gave you the treatment for it anyway?
Yes, after about 9 months.
Mm. Yeah, and that didn't seem to help?
No.
Okay, well...
And what do the doctors recommend at this point?
Christina? What do they say to do, Christina?
Well, you know, I haven't seen him since I've taken the PrevPac, but so I don't have any other information.
Okay, so one of the things you'll need to do is go back, and they may want to look again and see is the thing growing? Is it, you know, what's going on? There are a number of odd syndromes that can cause ulcers to be refractory, and, of course, things like do you smoke?
No.
Okay, I mean... Smoking, stress, aspirin, Advil, all that kind of stuff can tend to bring it out. I'll stop there, and Dr. Gilman can talk about the nutritional parts.
You know what I would check for if I were you? I would check for parasites, which, you know, is an area that's near and dear my heart because it's something that I obtained as a souvenir during a trip to the Middle East years ago. And quite frankly, there are certain kinds of protozoa infections that can look like problems with ulcers in the intestinal tract. I would get a very comprehensive stool sample. You've got to find out what exactly is going on there, and it'll identify whether there's a protozoa problem, whether there is a another kind of worm problem, whether, in fact, you're exhibiting any more of the probable H. pylori, which sometimes doesn't go away without, you know, the three-pronged antibiotics that you've got. But something still is there, and it's not getting it. I really would like to know what's going on there, and so that's what I would do. Now, I don't know. Do you at Wilner's have a good parasite lab that you can send somebody to, like Christina?
No, it would be the who do you recommend?
Well, I use the Genova lab. Used to be Great Smokies. We send it by mail.
You know who I use that I think is the best, only because I'm so involved with this and have written about it for so long? I use Diagnostex. If you can't get that to Christina, you can. It's available on my own website. But the Diagnostex, which will check for pathogenic bacteria, the level of probiotics, the nature of the parasites that then culture, all sorts of problems in terms of food sensitivities, that's what I would do. You need a really comprehensive stool analysis, Christina. That's what I would do. We can't just, you know, fool around with more antibiotics.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly reasonable to look at those things. There are a number of labs that are available that do this. Diagnostex is one. Genova is one. Some of them are not licensed in New York State, which is interesting, where you can't get it from New York, but you can get it from New Jersey or Connecticut.
Well, however you'd like to proceed, but I think that would be the next step.
Well, I agree. You should proceed in that direction. But in the meantime, you still obviously want to manage your discomfort. And I do think it's probably a good idea for you to try the probiotic 1212 Plus to help help your comfort. But also there are other things that we all know about and you've even tried. But to find out, have you used DGL licorice?
Yes, I did try that.
All right. Did it do anything for you?
It sort of gave me more acid reflux.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's unusual.
That's unusual.
But, you know...
Things like glutamine also promote healing and protection of the gut, and things like herbs like slippery elm and marshmallow are often used in some of products. Renew Life makes something called Intestinu, and that might help sort of heal the gut a bit, but you do need to find out what Anne Louise was talking about in terms of finding out.
And I'm going to ask one more question, Christina, if I may. Do you know what your blood type is?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Oh. Yeah, there are some schools of thought which say that certain foods should be avoided or used by certain blood types.
Well, it's that, but it's even beyond that. I'll tell you what I'm looking at is that certain blood types are either promote too much acid or do not promote enough acid. Mm-hmm. The A's are typically achlorhydric, which really has been shown way before this theory came out. O blood types can tend to be very acidic.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would take a look at the foods that you're eating. Make sure you're not eating a lot of sugar. Are you a sugar eater?
Periodically.
Okay.
That means yes, I think.
Not all the time, you know. Maybe once a week or so.
You a fruit eater, Christina?
Am I a...
Fruit.
Not as I should. No.
Okay, what do you eat?
If I can, I try to have a protein breakfast, basically eggs and bacon. Lunch is non-existent for me. Dinner is usually some form of meat and often a vegetable salad.
All right, well, that's you see, the first part of that, you said you're an O blood type, and usually the O's are the meat-eating people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why you've sort of gravitated to the eggs and bacon and meat aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in keeping with your blood type, by the way.
But can you tell me, are there any parasitic things that I might try in the meantime?
Well, there are, and I'm just going to be very careful about what I recommend. I don't know what is in your store. There's certain brands that I know work, certain things that don't. Do you have a wormwood combination there?
Yeah, sure.
I would start on a wormwood combination that has a little bit of wormwood, the quassia, maybe a little bit of black walnut, something like that, clove, something very gentle, and it might just help you out tremendously. In my experience, whenever we've seen situations that haven't been resolved like yours, it's usually a little bug, a parasite or something that's kind of ensconced its way, and it's very easy to pick them up living in a cosmopolitan city and traveling and the way that we all do. So I think go into Wilner's. Get a wormwood complex, whatever they have. They're very knowledgeable.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. I know you, Christine. I think you're regular at Wilner's, and I think I do. But come on into the store, and I'll show you what we have.
Okay, Christina. Thanks so much for that call. All right, next, let's see. We have Ellen from Queens. Hi, Ellen.
Hi there. I've been using probiotics for over 50 years with my family. I wouldn't travel without them. and we take them every day. But I am so impressed by Dr. O'Hara's formula, his original formula. What I want to know from you is the original formula is fermented for 3 years. His professional formula is fermented for 5 years. When do you use the professional formula?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have had such success with the conventional regular formula that I have not used the professional formula. I've had no need for it, which means that whatever is done in those 3 years in terms of the viability of the organisms and the beneficial bacteria sins that emanate from the lactic acid bacteria seem to be strong enough. So the only one that I've personally used, again, is that 3-year formula. All I can tell you is that cultured 3 years certainly allows the strongest organisms to flourish, and I believe that the real difference between the two formulas is I think it's the level of the organic acids, if I'm not mistaken. And if, in fact, that is what the real difference is, then you would use the professional formula. If you still have a lot of yeast and a lot of gas and fermentation, because it means that the colon is not acidified properly.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for that call, Ellen. You know, also, Anne Louise, you know, we do commercials for other probiotic companies, and some of them are more, I'll use the word, traditional, perhaps, in that they they consider the colony-forming units to be the main attribute of the product.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And they're good products.
I would agree with you. There are a lot of very wonderful products out there, and there are. There's no question. The thing about this product that I find so interesting, it's more than a probiotic. It's really a flora balancing system. And the fact that Dr. O'Hara recognizes how important a supportive environment is for beneficial bacteria with the organic acid, to me, separates the wheat from the chaff here, the boys from the men. Because of the gut pH being balanced, you're not hospitable to any of these negative organisms or these pathogenic organisms, I should say. So that's what I really like. Some people, use O'Hara's kind of as a mainstay. Some people use it because it can really get at these nasty superbugs, and they use O'Hara's with other types of probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
They switch off once in a while, and that may work for some people. I use this as an oral, as an oral cleansing aid. In other words, because we know a lot of bacteria comes from the gums and root mm-hmm. canals and implanted teeth and can get way up into the tubules of the dentin. I use this to clean up the oral cavity. And what you do at night is just stick one in one corner of your mouth, another at the other corner, and the little capsule dissolves, and it somehow gets absorbed through the oral cavity and is very helpful for sinus congestion and even problems with some of your gums where there may be some abscesses. So it's a very balancing product, and that's because of the pH factor, where you need to be a tad acidic in certain areas of your body. And that's why I think when people say, well, I've got to go green and completely alkaline,
right,
not when it comes to your stomach, not when it
yeah.
comes to your colon.
Right. That's true. It's a balance, and it changes. Stomach is acid, and then you start getting more alkaline, and then the colon, you go back acid again.
What about women and yeast infections?
This seems to be very helpful with women with yeast infections. Sometimes what they do is that they'll take a couple of the pills and they'll use it almost as a suppository.
Mm-hmm.
They have these little plungers that you can get with other products. And then, we mm-hmm. just shoot it up, and I'll tell you. We used to do it with yogurt, and this is so much more powerful than yogurt. So we'll balance that and that flora in there. And that's important for women that are menopausal and beyond, because the lack of estrogen, as I know you fellows are probably aware, really can weaken the pH balance of the vaginal tract.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's pause for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. But right now, we're going to pause to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that DHA from fish oil is an essential omega-3 fatty acid that's a required nutrient during pregnancy and lactation? DHA makes up approximately 20% of the human brain and plays a significant role in the mental development of kids. In fact, a study published in the Journal of Pediatrics showed that children of women who took cod liver oil during pregnancy had higher IQs at age 4 than children whose mothers took placebo. Omega-3 essential fats support the development of the fetal brain, eyes, and nervous system. In addition, research suggests that DHA deficiency after delivery may contribute to the development of postpartum depression. A recent national survey found that over two-thirds of pregnant women said their doctors never told them anything about the importance of omega-3 fatty acids during pregnancy. To maintain optimal health for both moms and children, supplement with a minimum of 300 milligrams DHA from fish oil daily. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Anne-Louise Gittleman. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. Okay. Getting back to the phones, let's talk to Sarah from Queens.
Yeah, hi. After a couple of years of bad digestion problems that I assumed it was a reflux, I had a 24-hour pH study a few weeks ago, and the doctor determined it was from my diabetes nerve damage. Like, I know I have gastroparesis, but, you know, higher up, nerve damage that was causing this problem. And he wants me to take alpha-lipoic acid. And I was wondering about the side effects of it, and you think it's, it would help nerve damage in the stomach tract.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, alpha-lipoic acid, its main effect, I believe, he wants to control the level of your sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And alpha-lipoic acid can do a fair amount of that at a reasonably aggressive dosage.
Also, there's a number of studies using diabetic nerve damage for peripheral nerves, so like in the legs, where alpha-lipoic acid would seem to be helpful. I haven't seen any studies on it for the stomach nerves, and it may be that he's extrapolating from these other studies. That's my best guess, because I haven't seen anybody actually studying the gastroparesis part using lipoic acid, but it does seem likely to work for peripheral nerves.
But,
so,
yeah, but the problem is in my intestinal tract, I'm very uncomfortable. It feels like reflux to me. It goes into my nose. But he didn't find any reflux. What he found was this nerve damage, even motility problem in the esophagus.
Well, if you have a motility problem, you're not passing the food out of your stomach into the intestine fast enough, then that will act like a reflux. So I'm not sure why he's saying there's no reflux. It may be due to diabetic nerve damage, but it's still the food is backing up.
Can I make one more little suggestion?
One more big suggestion.
It's just a little suggestion here. Dr. Podell, are you aware of a patented product called Metnex?
No.
Metnex is used for diabetic neuropathy, and it's peripheral diabetic neuropathy, granted, or at least the studies have shown that to be the case, but I'm wondering if our caller could just ask her doctor about that. It worked wonders with my dad that's been a diabetic for now 30 years. Metnex, and what it does, it gives you methylated folic acid and vitamin B12, which is very connected to stomach acid and everything else that we're talking about. I would just run that by him if you don't mind.
Well, I think that would be reasonable, again, together with the lipoic acid. Lipoic acid makes sense. I'm not saying that it doesn't work for stomach. I'm saying it's been studied for peripheral nerves, seems likely to be helpful, so it's certainly reasonable to add it for stomach as well.
How do you spell that, Anne Louise?
You got to look it up. It's M-E-T-A-N-X. M-E-T-A-N-X. It's a methylated folic acid with a... With B12, we found it with, we're using it with people that have metabolic glitches and with a B12 thing, but they're using it, you know, they can't absorb it or can't methylate it more appropriately. But it's done wonders for diabetic neuropathy in many different areas. So I'm just wondering if this could be something. The other thing, may I make a suggestion to our caller? It'd be very interesting. I'd be very interested in knowing what your vitamin B12 level was.
Well, my vitamin B12 came out normal. I don't know what it was, but it was normal, according to the internist.
Well, even normal levels apparently do not mean that there may not be some B12 deficiency. There was a study where elderly people were checked in terms of their brain health, and they showed B12 deficiencies, and even though they had normal blood levels. I'm not saying that's what's going on for you, but you probably could take additional B12.
It's this Metnex connection in terms of this methylation, the folic acid, and I don't know, I haven't seen levels. I can just tell you that there seems to be 50% of us with this particular metabolic glitch, and I know it's very connected to diabetic nerve, you know, problems. So whether that affects the stomach or not, it remains to be seen. But I would also agree with the alpha lipoic. For those of us that get hypoglycemic, however, and my hand is up all the way to New York, I'm very hypoglycemic. I have to be very careful when I take alpha lipoic because it does lower blood sugar very significantly.
Right.
Okay, Sarah, thanks so much for that call. Okay. By the way, Anne Louise, that Metanex seems to be a homocysteine-lowering product.
Well, that's what they say it's used for, but it also can reverse diabetic neuropathy. I mean, reverse.
Wonderful.
It's a real find. I found it because my B12 was the highest anybody had ever seen, and I don't take B12. I wasn't methylating it. So I became very interested in these metabolic glitches, and I'm now finding that I'm not the only one, and it certainly connects into diabetic neuropathy. So for what it's worth, we'll see.
Okay. All right. Let's say hello to Marilyn from Westfield, New Jersey.
Yes. Hi, doctor. I was wondering if you would give me your general opinion of colon cleansers in so far as trying to lose weight, especially belly weight. And I see it used a lot in conjunction with the acai berry supplement for some reason. Do you believe in them? Are they good, or do they have side?
You're talking about colon cleansers.
Yeah,
you're going to get a lot of different opinions here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you know, there are certain people who benefit from colon cleansers.
Okay,
you know, if you're the type of person who goes to the bathroom every 2 days, you know, every 3 days, and you're really not happy with what's going on, you know, a colon cleanse might just get you set up properly. And if you follow the directions and add more fiber to your diet, perhaps, and good probiotics and all things like that, maybe you'll get on the right track again. You know, but for the average person who's, I'll use the word, reasonably satisfied with the way things are going, I don't know that a colon cleanse is necessary. What do you think, Anne Louise?
Well, you know my favorite organ is the colon, so you're asking.
Yeah. Well, that's why I told her right away you're getting different opinions here.
Yeah, no, you did the right thing.
You know what? We only have about 30 seconds. So.
I don't think it can hurt. I really don't think it can hurt. Something that's high fiber to make sure that whatever isn't being eliminated is being eliminated properly. Something that targets the lymphatics, that supports the liver, the kidneys, the gallbladder, the liver. I'm a big believer in it. And I'm also a big believer in a colon hydrotherapy session once every season to just see what your body is doing about the food that's coming into it. I think you can learn a great deal.
All righty. There you go. Okay. All right, Marilyn, thanks so much for that call. Okay, now we're going to pause for some interesting messages.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee, and all Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Anne Louise, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me and your illustrious group of gentlemen that are part of your team.
Okay, let Sue Swenson know when you're going to be available in October, and we'll have you in the studio.
Okay, we will do so.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a lovely rest of the summer. Goodbye and thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay. This is a two-hour show, everyone, which means that Sam and Dr. Podell and myself will be back at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.